This is a HeadGum Original.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
This Christmas, for the first time, America's most exciting and legendary motion picture hero comes to the screen like you've never seen him before.
The Bat!
In an all-new, larger-than-life feature film. Now, the Dark Knight confronts his newest and most menacing villain.
Your angel of death awaits.
The Phantasm.
I want you.
And faces his greatest danger.
Can't be too careful with all those weirdos around.
A sorry new adventure. Batman, Mask of the Phantasm. The animated movie. Coming for a Christmas you'll never forget.
I'm Nicole Byer.
And I'm Lauren Lapkus. And this season, we are covering the Batman movies.
Yup. This is the fourth episode of the sixth season. We're working our way through the movies of the Batman universe with the help of newcomers, superfans, and maybe people who've contributed.
Now, there are going to be 14 episodes this season, culminating in a very exciting live stream episode.
Every time you say very exciting,
because I'm also like, what are we doing? I actually don't know. So I'm like really pushing it, but I'm like, I don't know.
I don't know either.
I know we've been told. Uh-huh. So again, our memories are not amazing, but okay, we'll cover as much as we can get to, but this is an overview of the franchise. We can't get
yes,
to everything.
We certainly can.
There's so much Batman.
Too much.
So we're going to discuss today our first animated movie of the season. This is the 1993 Batman Mask of the Phantasm starring Kevin Conroy.
Yep. Okay. So Mask of the Phantasm is available with a subscription to Max, Hulu, Prime Video. You can watch it for a fee on Apple TV or Google Play or Voodoo. We're going to spoil it.
Yeah, obviously. So we're so excited for our guests today, the Doughboys. Nick Weiger is a comedian, writer, and producer of shows like At Midnight, I Love You America, and co-hosts the podcast How Did This Get Played? Mike Mitchell is a comedian, writer, and actor who has appeared in Love and the Tomorrow War, and you were really good in that.
You were.
They come together to eat and be funny on the HeadGum podcast Doughboys, which I'm a super fan of.
It's a great podcast.
Welcome back, you guys. Thanks for being
Thank
here.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you
what
for
a
having
treat.
Us. It's a true treat.
We'll get into it. I'm just going to say, like, Anya told me what you were doing for you're doing Batman, told me the topic, and I immediately said, are you doing Mask of the Phantasm? Like a little bit of like a little shit-eating grin. And she was, I think, guilted into saying like, do you want a guest on it?
So you made this happen.
I kind of made this happen.
Yeah, and then she was like, you too, Mitch. I was like, what the fuck? I got to do this too?
Yup. You're a pair.
I mean, I'm happy to see you too, but I've never.
You have no connection to this film.
I have no connection to the film. I never have even seen it until last night.
But
oh, good.
You're my friend. You're my good friend.
That's true.
And I was thought it would be like, this is a way you can watch that movie and we can get a fresh take.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you don't do anything without him.
That's true. That's very true.
Which honestly is helpful.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You can be like, I can't do it if Nick can't do it.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
It is good.
Oh, that is nice.
It gets
right.
you out of
right.
stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, he said he couldn't, so yeah.
So wait, Nick, are you a Batman head?
Well, okay, I like Batman a lot. I'm not like a Batman super freak, but this is my favorite Batman movie. I think this is this movie.
This is,
and then
your favorite Batman out of all of them.
And then Batman,
you like it more than Batman Returns, which so far is my favorite.
Batman Returns is great. Also, another good one. That's not even the hottest of takes. There are a lot of Batman fans who say this is the apex of Batman cinematically.
That's like,
this is
wow,
the best Batman version. A lot of that is affinity for Kevin Conroy, who you mentioned, who's the voice of Batman, who is, like, I think the best Batman.
And
I think
he passed away last year,
fairly
right?
Recently.
I remember reading that, and he was fantastic. That's interesting. Is that a big part of why people love this one so much, because it's him?
I think there's a fandom for Batman the Animated Series, which is like the movie of the animated series, which a lot of people love.
I watched, by the way.
You also watched.
I watched it, yeah.
And I watched that as a kid, and I love that series, and I think that's, like, again, a great representation of Batman. I think there's also a little bit of the, like, my favorite is Batman Mask of the Phantasm. Like, that is my favorite, but I think there's a little bit of the, like, what, I'm a true fan, so I have a little bit of an off-the-beaten
path. A bit of sophistication?
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. This is straight to DVD? Is that what
No, this was released theatrically.
Oh. Really?
What?
Yeah. This was
people
originally
left their homes
this
for this?
This was in the theater?
Well, not enough people. It kind of bumped. But they had, this was, they were going to be, I think it was going to be a 2 or 3 part episode, and then they were like, well, let's make this a direct-to-video movie, and then they were like, you know what, let's release it theatrically. And it wasn't direct to DVD because it was pre-DVD. In fact, I own the VHS of this movie.
I feel that it was wrong to put it in theaters.
I agree, too.
It just doesn't feel like it would be.
Well, it's like the 1966 movie in between the first and second season. Yeah. They, like, released that in theaters, and that didn't do well.
Right.
Yeah, we're experts,
like,
by the way.
Let's do it again. We are. I know so much.
So, like, in 1966, like Batman.
wait, Mitch, are you a Bathead?
I like Batman quite a bit. I don't know if I would be a Bathead, but I loved the animated.
You're a Fathead. Bobblehead. Peanuts character head.
They should be Doughboys Fatheads. Remember Fatheads?
Oh yeah.
The posters
God.
You put on your wall? They were cool.
No, what's a fat what is head? That?
It was like, it was very much a, it was definitely a dude thing.
It was a dude thing.
Yeah, it was a dude
what
thing.
What were they of, like, Farrah Fawcett?
If you want to do a fathead, like season of newcomers, I'll totally guest on
Wait,
it.
What is a fathead?
A fathead was like it's basically like a big poster.
Yeah, almost like a big sticker.
It's like, it was like kind of like a standee size sticker of a someone you were a fan of.
So, and you get like Allen Iverson on your wall.
Exactly. And James Worthy. I had James Worthy.
It's actually.
You had a fathead? Mm-hmm. I think it would maybe even be bigger. Here they're pulling up fathead.
This is wild. I've never heard of this in my whole life.
Do fatheads still exist?
No, that's not a fathead.
Oh, down
low. Like,
oh,
there we
fat
go.
Head to the it. Yeah, there they are.
Oh, okay, my neighbor had one of these.
There's a dog fat head.
That's like John Cena or something.
Oh, so it's like a cutout?
Yeah, it's like a standee of a guy, but you put it on your wall in your bedroom.
It's actually
cool. There's a sticker for it. There's a Shrek. Cool there's hell. A Shrek fat head.
I would do a Shrek one.
That one's awesome.
Oh my
that
God, if you had Shrek
awesome.
Next to your bed.
That rocks.
That's actually amazing. That's so funny. Look at the one with his wife. With the one.
Look at Shrek with his wife.
Aww. That's cute.
That's so
funny. His dear wife. Do they ever have a baby?
I talked about this, but
they should have had a donkey.
We talked about this, but Shrek should have become human. I know that was like a plot of the set. He should have stayed human.
He becomes human in Shrek 2.
I know.
He does.
He becomes human in Shrek 2, and then he realizes, like, it's not who he's supposed to be. He's supposed
to
be.
Yeah, what does human Shrek look like?
Like Mitch. Honestly,
really?
He does. He looks like a handsome big guy. He looks like Mitch.
I don't want to see. I don't
They're
like
Googling
when
human Shrek
like
for
when
us.
The beast is a
oh,
man.
It's
like disgusting. It's like I'm attracted to the beast now.
Right. Yes.
Don't change. Like, don't be a guy.
Yeah.
The a beast blonde guy, so nonetheless. Hot. I was like, he's
and
not
like,
blonde.
Well, kind of too pretty.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Anya, pull up human Shrek.
We gotta see.
I'm afraid of what will come
deformed
up.
Deformed.
No, there he is.
Yeah. Oh, he actually is kind of hot.
Yeah.
He's handsome.
Okay. Yeah, he can get it.
All right. Never mind.
And the ladies love him.
His chin is like a little too much.
I take back what I said,
and
though.
Maybe the teeth I don't love.
If it was between him and Monster Shrek, which one are you?
Ooh, Monster Shrek.
I take the guy.
There's Shrek with human body and the Shrek head there.
Well, that
that's
is a kink for someone.
Now that's what I want.
Best of both worlds.
Best of both worlds.
Okay,
but
well, that's
Fiona
sick.
Turns into a Shrek. She never.
She
like,
turns into she. That is her
she
real,
was,
real form.
Yes.
She was a Shrek all
a
along.
A lady.
Yeah.
Oh.
She was a lady who then turned into a Shrek.
Well, oh, what?
Yeah, he rescues her. They kiss. And then she turns into a Shrek.
Yeah, wouldn't you be like, you turn me into a monster and be mad?
But they look alike, so it's like, yeah. It's just like how couples...
I don't think I got the message of the story.
I knew this was going to happen when I asked you if you wanted to do the show with me. We'd turn into a fucking Shrek newcomer. We're going to talk about Batman. We're talking Shrek 2.
All right, to answer the question, I am a bit of a bathead. I watched the animated series. Yeah. I never saw this movie because my parents were probably like, no, we're not going to go take you to a 75-minute animated movie. So I did not see this in theaters.
I didn't see it in theaters either. In fact, I didn't see this until it was out on home video. Not many people saw this in theaters. In fact, I don't think I even knew it had a theatrical run at the time.
I mean, we'll get into all of it, but it's a pretty slow vibe.
It's
to this.
So slow.
It's like there's like a second between each line.
Yes. All of the Batman things I have watched, the second half of the movies seem good. And I'm like, why can't the first half be interesting?
Yeah. This one, I really didn't see the twist coming, but I guess I'm dumb.
You're not dumb.
You're not dumb.
Oh, it's well written.
Yeah, it's well done.
Yeah.
You're not dumb.
That's why I didn't know, because it was so well done. Yeah. So, okay, let's just talk about your DC comic connection. Do you care about other things besides Batman, or is it kind of just like you're dipping your toe here and there?
I like the DC verse. I liked DC, and I think I lean towards DC movies. I also have chocolate on my shirt. Just I want to point it out in case people see it.
All right.
It doesn't look like chocolate.
Yeah, I can't really tell.
It looks like makeup or something.
Yeah, it looks like your makeup came off.
Eye smeared on you.
No, it was chocolate.
It was a Kind bar. We discussed this.
It was part of a kind bar.
Also, it's not even fun chocolate.
No, I know. It's not fun.
That's what I said. Yeah. It's like healthy chocolate.
It's good for you. It's actually really healthy.
Yeah. And I ate one right before
it's
bed.
It's really healthy.
Also, we don't post video of this show.
Oh.
But don't we do a little in the...
We do clips, but like...
Why did you tell Mitch that? I really enjoyed him looking at the camera.
No, that could be the whole clip.
He's really playing to the camera that's not going to be used. Yeah.
I got chocolate on here.
They don't care. It goes into a file.
I was a DC guy, but I loved Spider-Man. Spider-Man and X-Men were both big for me. So a little of the Marvel.
Well, what's your favorite DC person?
Batman.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
We went through this. It's Batman, Superman,
Wonder
Woman.
Wonder Woman. The Flash.
Aquaman.
Spider-Man's, the Flash is in there.
Spider-Man's not.
Spider-Man is Marvel.
Are there black people in DC?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Trying to think of who specifically.
There was one guy.
One of the Green Lanterns.
Oh yeah.
Ah.
Which guy?
In Batman or Batman Returns? Which one was it? Where he's not the mayor or he's something. I can't remember.
Oh,
his name.
Two-Face is played by in the first Batman is played by the great Billy D. Williams.
Right.
Yeah.
Jinx.
Okay, and then are you more of a DC or Marvel guy?
See, here's the thing. I'm not much of a comics guy. I really like my fandom of Batman is through the movies and TV shows.
I had to look down and see what this was. I didn't know if it was a comic-related show.
Yeah, what is this?
No, this is Bobby Bacala from The Sopranos.
Nice.
It's a great shirt.
It's really good.
God bless you. So I never, like, I read some of the like, I know some of the bigger, you know, like, well-known Batmans, like what was it? The Dark Knight Returns, or like Year One? Like, but it's not like I have this comprehensive knowledge
What's
of the
year
character.
Year One.
It's okay. So Year One is partially adapted in this movie, and it's like this was like Batman starting off. It was like his first like go at it, and so he's like when he's got like the shitty suit, he doesn't have the actual like you know Batman cowl, and he's just trying to figure it out. Like that's like kind of Year One shit.
Mm, yeah, I like cowl.
Year One. I thought about Cowl's that caveman word. Movie.
That's,
yeah,
that was a comic.
That
too.
Was part. Yeah, that was also a comic
based on Batman. All right, well, let's give our quick thoughts. I think it's kind of clear where we stand before we get into the whole movie. Nicole,
this movie was awful.
Okay,
wow.
I don't think I can be convinced otherwise. It was confusing. It was slow. They had a black character say, you can't say the M word to him. And I was like, what a wild choice.
I didn't even see that.
It's when the women were together. And I was like, this is nuts.
That's crazy.
I wrote it down and I was afraid to even, I was like, it's so weird that I was afraid to bring it up. But I was like, this is weird, right?
It was so bizarre.
What was the M word?
Marriage.
Marriage.
And then another lady's like, what about that? I word. And they're like, what? And she's like, engagement.
And I swear like, this lady needs help.
This is insane because I had subtitles on and was staring at the TV, never looking away. And I don't know what you're talking about. I'm like,
this is the sequence where he's having like a gala. And he's got like two babes on his arms.
Oh,
and
they're all
talking to him.
I was actually talking during that because I was like, is Betty and Veronica from DC? Because these look like Betty and Veronica. And Mike was like, I don't know. And I was like, okay.
Wait, are they DC?
I don't know.
I think they're Archie comics.
They're Archie comics. But there's some weird crossover with Archie. Where
that's why I think there's a DC crossover. I vaguely feel like that on the comic book or something.
Yeah.
They're certainly not directly referenced here. If it maybe it's an homage.
I thought they looked like them, so I talked directly over those lines. Yeah.
It would be funny if Archie came to the Batman's party, Bruce Wayne's party.
That would be cool.
Yeah. I would like a mashup. All right, well, let's take a quick break. Oh, wait, no, we didn't hear it, Nick. You obviously love it. And I had a hard time with
this. And you've had such an open mind this whole time.
I really have, and I've enjoyed everything up till now enough.
And I was excited because it was, 70 minutes?
That got us really excited.
Watching it felt like 8 hours.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
My first watch, I didn't love it, I guess, is my thought on it. But we'll get into it.
Okay, let's take a break. We'll be back with our Batman summary, where we will hear every single thing that happens in this.
We both think that the cameras are rolling. He's giving thumbs up.
Actually, I glance at them. It's hard not to look at them.
Yeah, because there's cameras.
Yeah.
And it's like, nice, and we're performers. Yeah. And we're like,
If you're wondering what a NordVPN is, I'll tell you. VPN stands for Virtual Private Network, a service that protects your internet connection and online privacy. A VPN creates an encrypted tunnel for your data. Protect your online identity by hiding your IP address and allow you to use public Wi-Fi hotspots safely. I'm using a NordVPN myself. And honestly, it's very easy to use. You connect with one click to enable auto connect for zero click protection. It has amazing speed. NordVPN is one of the fastest VPNs out there, and it supports every major platform: Windows, Android, iOS, Linux, even Android TV. You can switch your virtual location to access apps and websites in other countries. Get an exclusive NordVPN deal here at nordvpn.com/newcomers. NordVPN.com/newcomers. It's risk-free with Nord's 30-day money-back guarantee. Link is in the episode description.
Welcome to Fail Better, David Duchovny's new podcast with Lemonada Media. On Fail Better, David, who has experienced both low and high-profile failures throughout his life, explores the vast world of failure, how it holds us back, propels us forward, and ultimately shapes our lives. Each week, he'll chat with guests like Ben Stiller, Bette Midler, and more about how our perceived failures have actually been our biggest catalysts for growth, revelation, and even healing. Through these conversations, he hopes listeners can learn how to embrace the opportunity of failure and fail better together. Fail Better is out now wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, we're back. Batman, Mask of the Phantasm, was released December 20th, Christmas Day, 1993. Who's leaving
Isn't
their home?
Isn't that a bold choice?
On Christmas Day, you have presents.
Or do they throw things there that they think won't do? I mean, like, what's the...
There are big Christmas Day releases. I feel like that's always like, here's a big, like, we're going to try a big swing on Christmas. Hmm. I think, like... That was a bad idea with this movie.
Yeah.
It's just like, I don't know when you release this movie. Honestly, I think maybe just in 1993, you just don't release it theatrically.
I think that's the problem. But I also think summer would be better for them.
I think summer would have been better. This was written by Alan, Paul, Martin, and Michael.
Okay. No last names. Just the guys.
And directed by Eric Radomski and Bruce Timm.
Okay, so thank you again to the Batman Fandom Wiki for help with this summary. We love you guys.
We love you.
They're going to be so mad. They used our info against us, like, on this episode.
So when Batman, Ken Conroy, was that what it was?
Kevin Conroy.
Okay, when Batman, Ken Conroy, busts a counterfeiting operation...
gangster Chucky Kevin. Soul. Was it Kevin?
It's Kevin.
Sorry, our typo.
Yeah. It says Ken.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Honestly, Batman fandom wiki.
Yeah.
That's their typo.
It was just so funny because you were like, Ken Conroy. Is it Kevin?
Yeah.
And then Wagger was like, yes. You went, Ken Conroy.
I said Ken? Yeah. I didn't know that.
It was really funny.
I didn't even hear myself. I didn't get why you guys laughed. That's so funny. Okay. Okay, when Batman, Kevin Conroy, busts a counterfeiting operation, gangster Chucky Soul, Dick Miller, attempts to make his getaway on wheels from a high-rise parking garage. Chucky is confronted by a figure in a cape which he assumes to be Batman. It is not. Soul tries to run down the threat with his car, smashes through the wall of the parking structure, and crashes into an adjoining building, dying on impact, we assume, I guess. Witnesses jump to the conclusion that the culprit is Batman. Fueling the anti-Bat bias is Councilman Arthur Reeves, played by Hart Buckner. Reeves is contacted by an old friend, Andrea Beaumont, Dana Delaney, who is heading into Gotham City. Now, Andrea's very hot.
Yeah.
Cartoon character. Ooh, hot.
Very, very, very beautiful. Hot. Yeah.
It's got, and also, like, you know, a big part of what I like about Batman the Animated Series in this movie is it kind of got this, like, retro
sexy.
Art deco aesthetic.
Oh, yeah. I like
well,
that.
Is actually yes. sexy?
Yeah, no, it is. Well, no, but this movie...
Sexy. Sexy butt.
Sexy.
This movie is sexy. This movie is horny. And
it
then,
is.
And
yes.
She's like in her... In this like sort of 50s look, she's got like those 50s
pointy boobs.
Pointy boobs.
Mm-hmm.
Which is like a very specific...
Sweater girls, as they call
them. Oh,
them.
Yeah.
Sweater girls?
There was a term in the 1940s. It was like a... Was it a 40s or even a 30s thing? The sweater girls, and they would wear like it's like when they had big busts.
Oh,
Jesus
and it would
Christ.
Be like buttoned right under the chin, and then like
they're pointy. Colors.
They were just like yeah. They're sweater girls.
Yeah,
help me out here, Anya.
Yeah,
it's real.
No, I'm
sweater
girls. We all know what you're talking about.
No, you're right.
It's the '40s.
It's a '40s thing. Okay, and that's what that's. It's like they would wear like tight sweaters. That's
yeah.
Like what
yeah.
It sounds like a good time. Homina.
Sweater girls.
I wish I lived in
you
the 40s.
You about to come? You getting horny about sweater girls?
She is a... Andy, as they call her, is a babe. Right, Anya's,
Andy, as you call her?
As Batman calls her.
Okay.
She's a babe.
Yeah.
So,
very attractive.
So Batman...
sweater
there's
girls.
A sweater
oh,
girl.
There we go. There's
oh,
one.
Yeah, there you go. That's hot.
It makes sense. But then I think what confuses me a little bit is once you take the bra off, you don't have pointy boobs anymore.
No, then you're disappointed. You're like, why are these round?
Why are they not pointy and hard? So Batman,
I'm always questioning that.
Yeah, I know. Batman asks. Oh no, I mean not Batman. Who's asking her? So Arthur Reeves asks Andrea whether she's planning on looking up her old friend Bruce Wayne, dropping the in-flight magazine with Bruce on the cover. She calls the relationship ancient history, but a flashback tells otherwise.
Well, yeah, I the flashback
questions
were
about
so hard.
I have questions about timeline. So are we?
Yes, that's
are
a
we,
huge question.
Yeah.
Are we in? Are they in college?
Well, during the flashbacks?
Yeah. Or
like,
is that
I
how
think
they meet?
They're like, you know, it's just early life. I don't know if it's specifically college.
Because she's like, I see him on campus.
Yeah, she said campus at one point, but Bruce seems past college.
Yeah.
And also the flashbacks seem like they're 40 years ago.
Yeah.
Like, there's one gangster who now in the present day is like, I'm old, and played by Abe Vigoda.
Yeah,
and then the flashbacks,
but they don't
he's
make,
like a young man.
But
so
they
don't
make, Andrea and Batman look younger.
No, not at all.
There's like 20 years passage of time or so, something like that.
20 years?
Yeah.
How
so Batman's 40 in this?
Yeah, I mean, I always thought this was like an older Batman. The animated series Batman seems a little bit more world-weary, like he's seen some shit, you know?
Yeah.
But 40? To start fighting crime?
And like, why can't he get...
Oh, no, sorry.
No.
In the flashback, he's not 40.
Yeah, he's not 40 in the flashback.
Oh, God. Yeah. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, he has like a midlife crisis. He's like, I think I want to be a Batman.
Okay, while visiting his parents' grave, a young Bruce Wayne overhears a young Andrea. Is it Andrea or Andrea?
No, but they said Andrea. It was a very specific way. Because
right?
I really was going, why is it like that? I never hear that name.
Yeah, Andrea.
Like that. Everyone said it weird. Like,
visiting,
not weird, specific.
Very specific. She was visiting her mother's grave, talking to her as though she was still alive. The two strike up a conversation and sparks fly, because that's where I hit on people.
And also, he kept being like, who are you talking to? I was like, she's clearly talking to a
grave. To a grave.
Yeah.
What don't you get? You just did the same thing around that grave. She's like...
He was like, she simply can't be doing what I'm
and
doing.
And like, no, I heard my name. And it's like, she's talking about you to the grave.
Yeah. But that was also weird to be like, huh, Bruce Wayne just said hello to me. It's like, you don't have to talk to the grave that much.
And it's also like, the grave knows he did. If they hear you, then... Yeah.
That night, Bruce dons a ski mask and thwarts a group of thieves hijacking a truck of goods. The next morning, Bruce is recuperating and practicing his jujitsu on the lawn.
That was so lame of him.
It was so
that
lame.
Is so...
He's like, I'm doing jujitsu.
It's Napoleon Dynamite-y. It's it like, she, she's like, what are you
very
doing?
Cringe.
And he's like, jujitsu. And then like not
and
paying
taking
attention
it so
to her.
Seriously, yes. I know. It's such a dork.
But then she fucking gets him. She fucking that, turns the table.
Well, I like that part. She flipped
and
his ass.
That's a clue of like, maybe there's more to her than
yeah.
what's on.
Yeah.
Oh, and then,
in fact, yeah. she does that same throw as the fucking phantasm. Which
oh, does she?
Yeah, she does, yeah.
I wasn't paying that close attention.
Why I was at my dad's grave talking. That's how Weiger and I met. Came up. He's like, "Who are you talking to?"
I'm talking to this guy.
You're like, "I wish I could eat fast food and get paid for it."
What'd you say? Who are you talking to? Me? No, I was talking to my dad in his grave. Oh, I thought you were talking to me. Oh, this guy just came over and talked to me, huh?
So Andreas visits, and to his surprise, she shows him a few moves of her own. Laughing, he kisses her.
Insane.
Alfred, this is funny. Alfred truly was like, drinks? Never mind.
Alfred's so in on like what Batman's up to with women. Like he's always like, so yeah. now's not a good time.
So you gonna be fucking yeah. going out tonight?
And you're like,
as a bat or as a man to fuck?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Which one of you is on tonight?
He's kind of the ultimate wingman. That's what I want out of a butler.
No pun intended.
Yeah. He's a creep. He's like, I'll be leaving now. And then he comes back.
Lord, that got me good.
He comes back. He's like intentionally coming in while he thinks they're going to be fucking.
Yeah, he wants to see something. I mean, we can assume Alfred's not getting any, right?
Like, no, he's a butler. He's
you
like
know
his,
he's jacking
every
off.
Every win.
Oh, sure.
He's probably jacking
I don't
off.
Call jacking off getting some.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, me neither.
Oh, I got some last night. It was so hot.
It was just me.
What was she like? My hand.
Have you talked about on the podcast while we're in horny country? Have you talked about on this on the Batman series yet how Batman does not eat pussy? Like that's a
does
thing
he,
that DC
he
has
says
said.
That?
DC had made it a rule that Batman does not perform oral sex. So
what?
This is a thing that.
But
that,
is he getting blowjobs? Like, what are we even seeing?
Wait, and
that
why
much
would
action?
That come up?
So yeah. Here's what
it's
happened.
My rule too. You've seen what happened to Michael Douglas, dude. I'm not doing that.
So here's what happened. There's a Harley Quinn show that's on that was on HBO Max. Uh-huh.
That's
and
a cartoon, right?
That's a, yeah. That's yeah. an animated series. And Justin Halpern is one of the people who made it. Had talked about in an interview a note he got from the network because they had a reference in it that was about in a script that was about Batman going down on Catwoman. And DC like came back hard on them and was like, you have to take that out. Batman does not perform oral sex. Like you cannot say that about this character.
But can they say he had sex with her? Can they say
they can be a little bit more they can be a little bit more vague, I guess, but they can't say that Batman like canonically Batman does not eat pussy. That's like
a
DC universe restriction.
So Batman just doesn't care about women's pleasure?
Yeah.
I guess not. It's also with that mask. It's like the one thing he could do.
Yeah.
Yeah, truly.
His mouth is so ready.
So ready.
Yeah.
Just and ready and open for it.
I feel I like the know. Rest of it's rubber,
and his
right?
Nose yeah. is protected, you know, if he doesn't want to get the nose up
yeah.
in there.
Maybe he's allowed to eat ass.
Oh.
Yeah, he does do that all night.
I would be livid if a man bat would only eat my asshole.
If you're with a billionaire bat guy who literally like fights crime and is like six-pack hot dude and he's like everything is like basically perfect about him and he doesn't eat pussy
it's over it's
but
like I murder but I can't
okay.
lick a pussy
yeah.
what
but he does eat ass
but
which
it's
is
Alfred.
Even weirder he does only eat Alfred's
only
ass
only Alfred's ass and that's why he stays around
so wait your Google alert went off when fucking the news broke
this okay.
search terms of Batman eats pussy
first off I know Justin Halpern so that's partly how I heard about this but it wasn't an interview and this was a fairly big thing and actually Zack Snyder who directed a couple of Batman movies that you're going to cover reacted to this by commissioning an artist to draw a picture of Batman going down on Catwoman.
That's awesome.
Give it to me, please.
Can we see that?
We can probably find that.
Google, we gotta see it.
Zack Snyder, Catwoman, cunnilingus. I'm not sure what you searched for.
I feel like cunnilingus is gonna be...
No, Catwoman, not Batwoman.
Batman,
there's
Batwoman.
A Batwoman?
Eating pussy?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah,
eating
pussy.
Puss.
We'll get to it, right? Yeah.
Here we go.
Oh, that's a really hot image.
Honestly, it's pretty hot.
Batman should eat
that's
pussy.
That's actually really
that's
awesome.
So hot.
His caption is canon.
That's funny.
Pretty funny.
That's funny.
Pretty funny.
Zack Snyder's pretty good. You guys will find that out soon.
Look, I don't know anything about anything, so I think that's funny, and that's all I know.
That's great. Wait, that's which good. One's a heat direct?
Batman v Superman Dawn of Justice, and then there's the, I don't know if you're going to do Justice League, but there's a Snyder cut of the Justice League.
I know those terms.
I know those terms too. I've seen them on Twitter. Yeah. Who's his Batman?
Ben Affleck.
Ooh.
Hey, after seeing that picture,
that. Affleck's good.
I'm going to be getting some tonight.
Yeah. Ooh, from that little hand.
So, back to our film.
The little hand?
Oh. To jerk off. I was adding to your joke.
I was just so confused that you said my hand was little. I was like, little hand?
I mean...
My hand's little?
I mean...
I have little hands.
I don't know.
I don't think
so. You got pretty big hands.
I think they're proportionate. Okay, so let's just talk about what's important.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Where were we?
Hold your hands next to your hog. It won't look so little.
Yeah, pull out your dick. Let's see what your hands look like.
Yeah, that'll give us some perspective. Okay,
but I just want to quickly say that within literally talking to this lady for 6 minutes, most of which was cemetery talk and then doing jiu-jitsu, he's kissing her on the ground. Yeah. It's very strange.
That's kind of how it goes with him, though, I feel like. He gets pretty quick with these ladies. Like, it's like Kim Basinger. We had even the Catwoman.
And Catwoman,
it's pretty quick.
It's also horny.
It's horny.
I know. I'm fine with that part.
Me too.
It's I think this is paced kind of like a TV show. So it's like kind of things happen a little bit quickly, a little bit in shorthand.
Okay.
But she does like mention this is the second time. She's like, it's very specific.
But she comes in and she's like, you haven't called. Like, she's kind of, you know, setting up that she's interested.
Yeah, literally the only reason for her to kiss him is because he, like, violently turned the trip on her. I don't know why. I don't know what he did for her to like him.
He's fucking Bruce Wayne.
He's a billionaire.
He's a billionaire.
Yeah, right.
If you have money and you knock me down, kiss me.
And he's really hot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck.
He's also fucking tall.
If you have money and you knock me down, kiss me. Let's just make sure everyone heard that.
That's what I said.
So gangster Buzz Bronski, John P. Ryan, an old associate of Chucky Soul's, visits Chucky's grave at night. Lots of grave visiting. Bronski is confronted by the same mysterious figure as before. Bronski falls into an open grave and the statue above it is tipped inside, crushing him to death. His bodyguards arrive and see a figure in a cape, leading them to believe Batman killed Buzz. He's always getting framed.
Mm-hmm.
Batman investigates and then visits his parents' grave, which he likes to do a lot. He turns a corner to find Andrea. I'm not judging it. I'm just saying he likes to do a lot. He turns a corner to find Andrea, and Andrea notices the grave he was standing near and realizes who Batman is. Now, she puts it together really fast.
Very fast.
And I was like, every woman figures out that he's him.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Like they always do. Is that part of it?
That's why you can't get too close to anyone.
Yeah, but then they know and then they're not. It's like you have to keep someone close if they figured it out. I'm like, then you better marry that person because now they know.
He doesn't want to do that.
But then they're going to go out in the world and tell their friend. Like, he's fucking
Batman. Yeah, but who's going to believe you?
Yeah.
If someone was like, my boyfriend's Batman, they'd be like, no.
Yeah, I
no,
guess
he's
that's
not.
True.
He certainly is not.
One thing I do really like in this movie, it's got like one of my favorite Batman like archetypes, which is the random goon who goes, it's the bat. It's got a lot of that. It's got a lot of like random guys being like, I ain't afraid of the bat. Oh no, the bat.
I did notice that. They called him the bat a lot.
Yeah. I love
which
that.
Which was kind of almost disparaging. Like it's kind of like, he's the bat. Like,
exactly. Yeah. It's dismissive.
Rude.
People are way too afraid of the bat costume too, though, because he puts it on and at one point Alfred is like, oh, he's like scared.
I would it's be not scared.
That, it's not
imagine
that scary.
If that guy walked in here, I'd be scared right
like,
now.
Oh, no.
Scared of what he became.
But I'd be scared for like active shooter reasons.
Yes, exactly. You'd be afraid that he was a murderer who was going to shoot us all.
I saw this guy. I was driving in Chicago this summer along the lake, and just there's this guy dressed fully as the Joker just sitting by the like on the fucking edge of the highway right by the lake, and I was like, that's the scariest shit I've ever
seen.
Yeah,
that's terrifying.
Just a man just sitting with a Joker makeup on just looking at the water. I'm like, the fuck happened to you? What's going on? I'm scared. Yeah.
I mean,
that's scary.
What if Mike like came downstairs in a full Batman costume and was like, I'm no Batman.
I mean, divorce. If he really believed it,
he was like, I fight crime at night.
Yeah, that's a good voice.
Thank you.
So, okay. While spying,
should I be Batman?
Yes. That's cool. The twist we need.
I would love it.
That'd be great.
So, spying on Reeves and Andrea, Batman has another flashback.
Bruce and Andrea are dating and tour the Gotham World's Fair. Andrea takes him to meet her father, Carl Beaumont, Stacey Keach. Keach?
Oh, yeah. Stacey Keach. Who is that?
Yeah.
He's a character actor. He's a bunch of shit. I can't think of have a specific
role
right
now. I feel
like
he's referenced in something.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He's got a great look. He's got like a classic like mustache.
He looks like the dad on Succession.
He's been in a bunch of shit.
He's been a ton of stuff.
A high-powered Gotham businessman, Bruce also meets young Reeves, a lawyer in Beaumont's company. Their meeting is crashed by mobster Salvatore Abe Vigoda.
I like that technique, though, like as if we won't notice that.
Podcast app glitch.
Later, Bruce and Andrea see a street merchant harassed by a gang. With his training, he easily knocks out two of the gang, but becomes distracted by Andrea, allowing the gang to escape with the money.
Batman realizes Sol and Bronski were partners in several joint dummy corporations run by Valestra. In another flashback, Bruce proposes to Andrea, and they're interrupted by a swarm of bats erupting from a hole in the ground by the manor. I liked the ring. I thought the ring that he proposed with was a beautiful diamond.
Cool ring.
Bruce, it looked like a ring pop. Bruce drops Andrea off at her home to tell her father the good news. Bruce and Valestra's chauffeur catch a quick glimpse of each other before Bruce leaves. The next morning, Bruce climbs up from exploring the cave under the manor. Alfred tells Bruce that Andrea returned his ring, saying she has to leave. Heartbroken, Bruce dons the mask of Batman for the first time. Alfred serves as the only witness. Batman's war on crime begins.
So I was always told, the last couple episodes, people were like, he became Batman because his parents died. Yeah. But this is saying he becomes Batman because a woman left him.
Yeah.
Which is true.
Yeah, it's kind of a long. Yeah, I mean, I think he was like, oh, okay, I'm going to be a vigilante. Like, he's kind of starting to do that, right? Like, that's that element is seated, but then he's actually assumes the identity of the bat. Like, I'm going to be a different guy after he fucking has this different trauma.
I got a message for the Ring Pop Company. I know that this is make bigger rings so they can fit bigger people's fingers. I want to be able to put the ring pop on my finger.
Is that true? Love to see you.
Adult hands?
With a little ring pop. I'd love to see that.
They're like, no, there's they're like a gap, small. But you can't bend it because it's plastic. It'll just break. Yeah.
Bigger ring pop for the bigger finger ring pop. You got to make
We need plus size ring pops.
We need plus size ring pops.
Could be really big again. Like that could be like a thing that people wear.
Mm-hmm. Don't eat them. Just wear them.
Yeah, just wear them. They get
on the red
sticky
carpet.
And disgusting.
There's like dust attached to it.
Okay, where are we?
Sorry to sidetrack about the ring.
Oh, no, I'm glad you said that.
You're supposed to sidetrack. That's otherwise.
Boy, oh boy. 100
tell you
paragraphs left.
Movie, so.
Valestra goes alone to meet the Joker, Mark Hamill, which I'm like, the Joker comes so late.
He does come late, but I feel like that's also kind of something with these movies where like there's like a whole new thing happening, like
and
kind
I,
of far into it.
I don't like it. And I usually like that whole new thing better than the thing that happened before.
But Mark Hamill. Famously from Star Wars, so our he's Luke.
Oh yes, yeah. Luke Skywalker.
And our favorite movies.
love him so much.
But I thought that was interesting that he was the Joker. And
he's fucking great.
Yeah,
I think
great.
I mean, you know, Kevin Conroy, I think, is the best Batman. I think Mark Hamill's the best Joker. He's so fucking good.
He's
and
really good.
Is he the Joker on the TV show?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. On the animated series.
Oh, cool. So it's all the same cast.
It's the same cast. Yeah.
Oh, that's fun. And offers to hire him to kill Batman. Later that night, the shadowy vigilante enters Valestra's mansion to execute him, only to find Valestra has been poisoned by Joker Venom. On Valestra's lap is a surveillance camera and a radio from which comes Joker's voice. The vigilante leaps from the building's window just as the package in Valestra's lap explodes. Batman is confronted by a police task force and pursued into a construction site. One officer shoots a propane tank and ignites an explosion. Batman escapes. Andrea picks him up in her car. Later, Andrea tells what really happened that night. They saw each other.
I think that action sequence is really good. It's just like some really cool animation.
I thought it was fun.
Which one?
When he's kind of escaping.
Huh?
Or with the wrong part.
The thing I just read.
There's that cheese sequence, right? Or are we at a different part in the movie?
Oh, yeah. That's
the whole thing.
That's fun. Yeah.
So this is the kind of crazy twist. It starts to become a twist at this point. So Andrea returned home and found her father in the clutches of three mobsters, Sol, Bronski, and Balestra. They've discovered that he's embezzled their money and want him dead. Carl begs for one more chance, and Balestra agrees. Once they're gone, Carl tells Andrea they must leave town immediately. So he's like, I'll get it for you tomorrow, but in 24 hours. And he's like, we got to leave the country. I can't get the money. We're going to die. They're going to kill you too, my daughter. I was like this. And he clutched her head like they were lovers. That part stressed me out.
It's very stressful. Bruce realizes Carl has to find another way to rid himself and Andrea of the mobsters and has been killing them. The next morning, Bruce and Andrea promise to make their relationship work. Bruce looks over the photo of Carl Beaumont and the three gangsters and realizes Valestra's chauffeur is the Joker.
Yeah. I thought that the chauffeur character was drawn more crudely than the other characters. I noticed that character. Mm.
Oh, interesting.
But I didn't get why. And then I was like, oh, because he's the Joker or whatever. But I was like, I still feel like he was drawn very like one line here, one line here. Mm. The other ones were more. Did anyone notice that?
I didn't.
No, apparently not.
Did we skip the part where that man was in the car and he was like breathing in his oxygen tank and that man got out and he's like, it's not healthy in here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do we
yeah.
skip that part?
I don't know if that happened yet.
I don't know. That really made me laugh.
Yeah. So in his office, Reeves fumes about the police's failure to catch Batman and is confronted by the Joker. Joker stabs Reeves with a slow-acting version of his Joker toxin. Reeves is rushed to the hospital and confesses. Beaumont enlisted Reeves' help in getting himself and Andrea out of town. Beaumont refused to give any money for Reeves' election, so Reeves stole Beaumont's whereabouts, sold them to the mob. Batman goes to Andrea's empty hotel room. Batman sees a toy plane flying towards the room carrying a bomb, dismantles it, and escapes. Andrea remembers discovering the Joker killed her father that fateful day.
So Reeves, when he's in the hospital, he can't stop laughing, right?
That was pretty funny because then they give him an injection, then Batman appears, and then he's laughing again. I was like, yeah, that's pretty funny. Yeah. You calm down, and then you're like, a man dressed as a bat? That's pretty funny.
Must have listened to a Doughboys episode.
To get those laughs.
Jesus Christ.
He's like, how am I going to laugh?
Gotta listen to Doughboys. Inside his hideout, the Joker is confronted by the killer while eating a bolo sausage sliced by his cooking animatronic Hazel.
So it's like Rosie from the Jetsons.
Yes. Yeah.
And she's like...
fucking random.
Yeah, and
you knew that she was going to be no good when you saw her with a big knife.
Yeah.
You knew
yeah.
something was going to happen.
But
with
I was
robot.
Hoping she would be on the side of Andrea.
But
I thought maybe she was going to come to her defense.
That would be wild. So wild.
I really was like, I hope the robot helps her. And then she tried to get her, and I was like, huh?
This is not what I expected. Yeah. He deduces the vigilante is Andrea, and the two fight. The Joker lures her into the path of a gigantic aircraft engine. Batman arrives, crashes his bat cycle into the engine rotors, and confronts Andrea. Andrea says she has nothing left except her revenge. Joker distracts Batman long enough to don a jetpack and escape. Andrea reappears and Batman pleads for her to run as the fairground is wired to explode. She refuses. The ground beneath Batman collapses into a sewer line, carrying him away. Later at the manor, the bat signal lights up in the sky and Batman swings off into the night.
And that's it.
Yeah.
It's so fun hearing you guys read this because I can tell how little you liked it. It's so clear that you didn't like this.
I mean, I feel like at the beginning I was like, oh, it's like a romance. Like there was like this love story happening, but it's much more about like the sort of dark images of like guys getting away from each other and fighting and stuff. And I just don't care for that as much.
Yeah.
But I was kind of like, okay, is this canon? Like, is this, so when Batman meets Kim Basinger or whatever is he's already been like, I forget about Andrea right now. I'm with Valerie Vale or whatever.
They're all kind of different canons, I feel like. I think the Burton / Schumacher movies are kind of their own thing. Even though there's a shifting Batman, I do think that's kind of one continuity. Mm-hmm. But this is the animated series is kind of its own thing. And like it draws on some other sources. But that's the thing. It's like I think there's just like there's so many different versions of Batman and they've got some overlap. But I think you kind of the way to think of them all is self-contained.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Weird.
I'm like, even though this has the bat, like the Burton theme, that Danny Elfman theme is part of the, you know, the animated series, and it's in this movie a little bit. It's like, it's still not the same Batman. It's like a different version.
Interesting.
Of the story. Yeah.
So every iteration of Batman is like a restart.
Yeah, I think for the most part, because it's like, you know, you'll get to the Nolan movies, and those have nothing that carries over from the Burton movies. They're kind of just their own thing.
I guess that's a nice freedom for the people making them, that you're not like trying to make everything make sense.
This is my issue with the movies. I also didn't see it in 1993 or whatever, but the origin story, I was like, I've seen this origin story so many times, and this is kind of a boring version of it, I guess.
Yeah.
I think what's cool about it is that it's okay. This is a, because the whole thing of Batman is like, yeah, there's some, his issues with like that, like what a solitary figure he is, right? And how he can't really ever love or be loved. And this very much like imagines a different reality, or like centers on like the other reality that could have been, where he'd like found a partner and had a normal life. And just like the flashbacks to that. And then with each flashback, we're seeing that there's more and more distance between like, you know, what he hopes for and what can actually take place. And then we see him like, you know, like that he's in this solitary life by the end of it. I don't know. I think I structurally, I like the romantic flashbacks. But again, I do have nostalgia for this movie from seeing it as a kid. And also like, I think it's just like I a big part of the appeal for this movie for me is like, I just think it looks fantastic. I just love the aesthetic.
Cool. It looks cool.
And he was particularly sad in this movie.
Very, very sad.
I feel like we haven't seen much sadness out of Batman yet. So that was kind of interesting. I was like, oh, he's lonely. Like,
lonely,
like
and just Michael hanging
Keaton
out at graves.
Didn't feel lonely, really.
It's, no, Michael Keaton was just like hot.
He's like, I'm just doing my thing. And then everyone smiles.
Got that curly Jerry curl. And making out with gals. I liked it.
Ugh, okay.
I also love that he's a big dude in this.
He's very big.
It makes like Batman should be a big, imposing, like fucking unit of a dude.
Well, I will say Michael Keaton is 5'8", which I looked up.
Oh.
And that always shocks me because I'm 5'10", and whenever I learn that someone that I've just like watched my whole life is shorter than me, it really throws me for a loop. Like, I'm just like, it doesn't make sense.
Well, how tall is Michelle Pfeiffer then?
She's 5'7". I looked it all up.
Oh, she seems much shorter.
I know.
I wonder if they were doing Apple box tricks.
Probably.
Definitely. Yeah.
Wait, are there any big Batmans?
Well, Ben Affleck is
tall,
right?
Big, yeah.
Affleck's just, he's
cool. Or he's more bulky.
He's
I don't know
he's
how tall
big.
He is.
He's like a,
he,
yeah.
How big is he?
He's a big dude.
Yeah.
He's
but how big?
I don't know. Boston
Let's find
big.
Out.
Six Boston
two.
Big.
Okay, 6'2". Yeah.
According to
the We're the same height, me and Affleck.
Wow.
You got so excited.
That means we can stand back to back and our heads be the same.
No, I know what he's going to say.
No, it's just because, like you say, like you see his hog in Gone Girl. It's like,
there's a big
you
hog.
Do?
I was like, I forgot about that.
He's got a huge hog.
You see his dick in Gone Girl?
You see it in profile, but you get a pretty
I
good look
it
at
in
it.
It
looks
theaters.
Good.
Oh.
We argued about this.
Mitch says like, it's gigantic. The word you use is gigantic. I think it looks good. I think gigantic is a high bar.
I have a video of it. I do have a video of it.
Easily accessible.
Yes, Mitch took a video of this.
He has it in his favorites folder.
I love that.
And then group texted it to prove a point.
I'll find it.
Because I don't have time to go find the timestamp.
I sure don't.
Let's read about the award.
Okay, I found it.
Oh, never mind.
This could take a while. Found it.
Here it is. I'm playing the clip.
All right, we're hearing shower sounds. Mitch is showing it to Nicole.
That's a big hog.
Wait, I barely saw it.
I know you do barely see it.
They show there's a comic where you see Batman's dick and it's looking pretty.
Batman
good.
Is so horny. What are you mean?
Wait, there's a comic where you see Batman's dick.
Yeah, and they released it and then some people complained, so they re-released it with that. Like,
can we
it's
see
shown
a picture of Batman's penis?
Yeah, I think there's a. It might be if you just search for Batman's dick, it might be tough because you might get a lot of fan art.
Oh, we don't want the we want okay. official DC
official
Batman
dick in a cartoon. In a
yeah,
comic.
In a DC
saying,
comic.
I keep saying cartoon and I feel like that's not correct. It should be animated.
Animated, yes.
Yeah,
when you search Batman
Dicks,
a lot of hits for NickWiger.com.
Batman Damn number one, Batman's
Dick
in SFW.
Why is it purple like it's already been searched?
Oh. It's bookmarked.
So yeah, okay, some of these are...
Whoa!
Kind of see it
That's
there.
A
Shit.
Nice butt
He's
and
muscular.
Nice... What are those,
the
quads?
Artist, the artist had fun.
Yeah.
Is it the one with the
Oh, here, yeah.
Yeah, so the original, like, and then they censored it. Can you see where they?
It's right here.
It's not well.
Oh, you can barely see it.
You can't really see it.
I will say that's a big one.
Looks
you can
good.
See it enough.
That seems nice.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, and you can see like his glands. It's pretty big.
His glands.
All right, I can see his vast deference.
What the hell is going on with Batman?
Yeah, horny. He's horny as hell.
It's because he's kind of like, he ultimately ends up being Volcel, but he is at first, he has like a horny period.
Voluntary cell?
Yeah.
What's
yeah.
a Volcel?
Like an incel is an involuntary cell. Oh. Is that a word you just coined?
No, people have said Volcel.
Oh. Wait, he's an incel?
No, he's not an incel. He's a Volcel.
Because he could have any woman he wants, but
exactly.
he says no.
But he chooses not to.
As a fellow Volcel, we're kind of more evolved than the incels.
Well, that's kind of the Batman Joker, like some people have theorized, that's basically what it is. It's Volcel versus incel. Like Batman can fuck but chooses not to. Joker wants to fuck but can't.
Ugh.
He's got Harley Quinn.
Yeah,
don't they?
He ultimately has Harley Quinn. Oh, that's another thing. Batman the Animated Series gave us Harley Quinn. That's like came from that show.
Who has her? What do you mean?
The Joker. Like
they're a couple?
They're a couple at some
point. Yeah, right?
That's really manic.
Yeah.
Because she falls into a vat of shit too, right?
There's different origins, but yeah, it's one of them.
Were you afraid we couldn't talk about Affleck's hog? Because if so, there's like 45 Doughboys episodes, which we'll get to.
I just didn't know if it was like, you know, rude or something.
I think it's fine.
Because of the strike.
We're being respectful for the strike. That movie because of the strike, so yeah.
Look, I love Ben Affleck. I'm a big fan of him as an actor. I think he's a good director. I think that he does interesting stuff. And I think his Batman's really good, which you'll get to. I think it's one of the better Batmans.
I'm also excited to see it.
I like the Snyder movies. A lot of people don't.
Okay, I can't wait because I've heard so many bits about that.
Yeah,
it's a bit of a bee's hive. I wonder what you guys will think of it.
Yeah,
and why is there a Snyder cut and not a Snyder cut?
Well,
so there was a whole thing where Zack Snyder was replaced on Justice League, and there was some dispute as to how much that was him. He said he withdrew for personal reasons, but there was also some speculation that he was like, it was not his choice to leave.
His daughter was sick.
They replaced him with there's some sad timing. Joss Whedon, who directed the Avengers movie, got brought on to bring in Justice League and kind of brought the Avengers sort of jokey tone to it. And a lot of people didn't like that because it's not what DC is. Mm-hmm. And so then the Snyder there was always speculation that a Zack Snyder cut existed. And that was later confirmed, and they released like a 4-hour version of the movie.
4 hours?
It's fucking long. It's a big boy.
That's why it became such a joke, I feel like, to people. Like, or, you know, using it in bits. Like,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The Snyder cut or whatever. But
it's good.
Was there a joke about it in the Barbie movie?
There is a joke about the Barbie movie.
I feel like that was another in-joke that I was like, my mom won't understand what that means.
I like that you watch movies wondering what your mom will and won't understand.
I know. Well, if I was with her, I'd be going, this is about that,
I watch movies in a similar way, and or with my mommy sometimes. I like this. I think the Snyder Cut is better.
Yeah.
You like that 4-hour jamboree?
I like it more. It's better. It's
a better movie. Four hours, though?
I think I've heard that opinion.
I mean, you're going to hate having to watch a 4-hour movie.
We have to do that?
Well, you hated watching a 75-minute movie.
Yeah,
so
that's true.
It's like, 3 hours. I don't think the duration is the issue.
75 minutes was too much for you.
It really was.
We only watched TikToks.
can I just say also that, again, with a timeline, they go to they were at the World's Fair, which, by the way, they take a cart around. And they go to the House of the Future, which is a lady chopping carrots. I guess it's a robot chopping carrots.
It's a robot, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The thing is that the robot is chopping carrots, because besides that, it's just a guy watching TV.
Here's
nothing
one thing
really...
I didn't like. The Joker had to push the meat for her to keep cutting it. I was like, then this isn't helpful.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, you could just do it.
You're removing like one element of this.
But maybe it's like a companionship thing.
He was in love with her. I also was like, what if he really has sex with her? Like, I just
felt
like
that robot.
Yeah, it seemed like it could go that way.
Yeah.
Now, I wonder if that's what the future is. You could fuck a robot.
And people do that now.
100%. Yeah,
100%. That's the present.
Yeah. You could fuck a robot?
You can fuck a robot if you want.
100%.
Well, I know they have sex dolls, but like an animated doll.
I feel
that's
like there's got to be one that like goes like, I love this, and like
there is one that like,
I love this.
You're hot. I like your hog.
I only got two Roombas in my house, so I ain't fucking them.
I hope not. You only have
you
two.
Only
so you
have two, so you're not
them?
Fucking
because you don't want to break one. You could stand to break
one. I don't want to count your money, but I think you could afford
to replace a Roomba if you fucked it and it broke.
I bought a Roomba
and there's... it's too complicated. I don't have a Roomba. It's been sitting in my... They're very loud.
There's a lot about Roomba.
It's not as convenient as I thought it was going to be.
Yes, it's a little bit of a pain in the ass. You have to babysit it.
You have to move the chairs.
Yeah.
And move
then,
it.
Yeah,
like,
just I'm vacuum.
I'd be done vacuuming by now. Yeah.
I had a Roomba that was gifted a Roomba. I didn't fuck a Roomba till it broke. Okay. That's what I'm trying to be clear.
Okay. Do your cats ride the Roomba?
God damn it. I wish they did so bad.
That would be awesome.
That's
would
so
be
very cute.
That would be
cute. God.
You could really go viral with that.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Maybe Mr. That's
Mitchell,
what you work on next.
Shall I vacuum the bird's nest?
Oh my God. Okay. This movie.
I've been meaning to go viral.
It's been on my list of things to do. Eat cheese and go viral.
I just can't check it off.
I had a string cheese before this started.
Awards and reception. Now, this Batman earned about $5.6 million in North American box office sales. The film went on to gross $5.8 million in the domestic total box office intake. The filmmakers blamed Warner Brothers for the unsuccessful marketing campaign, which is commonly attributed to the rushed production schedule due to the studio's last-minute decision to release the film theatrically.
Mm. It currently holds an 81% rating on Rotten Tomatoes and an 88% audience score.
I'm happy for everyone that this is their favorite. I'm like, great.
Yeah.
Like, no offense. We were a little bored, and that's just what's
going
to happen.
I was more than bored.
Yeah. I
had to restart this movie like 8 fucking times. I fell asleep so many times. It was tough.
I really was like, I put toothpicks in my eyelids, and I was like, read all captions, never look away. And
I should have done that. Put the captions on to like help to be
it
like,
honestly
you have to
helps
read.
Me because I'm just like, I'm unable to think about toothpicks. You know what I mean? Like if I start zoning out, then I'm like, oh, what? I got to rewind. I'm
yeah.
Like, no, I'm
I was zoning
it.
Out being like, I hate Batman.
Yeah.
I have never wanted to watch Batman in my whole life.
But.
And now I have to.
But you're watching. I feel like our opinions are already differing so much. This was one that we came together on. But I feel like I've been enjoying.
You've been like.
I've been like, it's kind of fun. I like Tim Burton, you know? So I'm like, that's been great. I don't know what's going to happen after this.
Me either.
I'm really curious.
Me
too.
I'm going to be fascinated to learn what you think of the Joel Schumacher ones.
I think you guys maybe will have fun.
You might like
more
these
than
are
the
next
ones,
we're watching.
Well, did you like Batman 66, the Adam West one?
No,
I thought it was like kitschy fun, like it's kind of silly.
Okay,
it wasn't the worst thing that ever happened to me. Like I had a good time.
I thought it was the worst thing that happened to me until this movie.
Yeah.
This movie is a funny decision to be like, let's release like the super horny. Animated children's movie on Christmas Day.
Yes.
It's a weird choice. Yeah. It's like, who's going? Like, I don't know. It's tough.
A lot of dads with their kids for this holiday.
Yeah. Like, it feels like the kind of thing you would put on the summer and, like, you would go with your friends and just... I mean, the winter, going to the movies, it's a lot.
It did just seem like it should have been released on VHS.
Yeah, that
like
would have been the move.
Video?
Yeah, I think so.
It feels like that.
Yeah, it didn't feel like a theater movie.
And that's where I think it ultimately had success.
Yeah.
Because also it was like they'd made it as – because they were making it direct to video. They'd like – it was all framed for 4:3. And so then they had to like on the fly figure out how to reframe it for a theatrical aspect.
Oh, so that's why they're saying it was –
There are
not as good.
Yeah.
There are frames in it that are like blurred and frames that freeze. There's weird stuff in it.
Yeah, there were a couple moments where it like I was like, oh, they decided to stop animating that part.
They said no more animation there.
Like, you get it. He's just staring.
You get what's going on.
Batman
talking to a grave again.
Also gave us Clayface, which is a great villain.
Animated series is great.
And an actor.
Yeah, that wasn't in this.
No.
Clayface was an actor obsessed with looking young. And he used cream, and then he turned into, like, a big mud monster.
Pretty funny. Have you heard about the billionaire who uses his son's blood to stay young?
Oh, my God.
He's, like, 45 years old and looks 45 years old and takes his son's blood, and then his younger son gives blood to his father.
That's so messed up.
Isn't that weird?
And they're obsessed with living
forever. They, like, have, like, blood transfusions?
I think so.
That's insane.
Isn't that wild?
That's horrible for those kids.
Look at he truly just looks 45, maybe even 50.
Brian Johnson.
Yeah, look at this sick man.
Yeah, he looks like at his exact age.
Yeah.
And then that's all of them.
What the hell is this?
That's like a romantic. It looks like that like sexy cover where like all those women are hugging each other. Like they're like, we have all each other's blood in us. This is really
bizarre. Isn't that wild?
Yeah, it's like three generations all in like a tender embrace.
My dad, my brother, and my nephew would never pose like that.
I can't imagine.
Yeah, I don't think anybody in my family would
be the weirdest fucking day.
Tank top and lean on me.
If they all put on those, I was going to say wife beaters. I don't think we call it that anymore.
Spouse beef beaters.
Oh, spouse beaters.
Yeah, you know, keep it inclusive.
And then romantically hugged. I think that would be the end of times.
That's the thing like about Bruce Wayne is like, actual billionaires are like this. They're fucking weirdo freaks.
You don't want to marry them.
No.
Wait, the full length picture is even creepier.
They're standing in a field.
This is so bizarre.
This is honestly the weirdest.
And they kind of do look like shit.
They look bad. They all look bad for their age.
Like the main dad, regular dad, is like buff, but you're like, yeah, you could be. Like, just work out. Yeah. Like, it's like, you don't need your blood for that.
Who's the lady in the top right?
That's like their wife who wants to kill them all.
I don't.
No, that's him. That's the billionaire. That's the wife that wants to kill them all.
It looks like some a mugshot. Okay, let's move along. Okay, this segment is called No Wayne, where we read trivia from the film. So this is the first comic book film nominated for an Annie Award, Awards for Excellence in Film Animation, for Best Animated Feature, losing to The Lion King. Yeah. Oh, tough year.
Yeah,
I mean,
real tough
that
year.
Was one of the best Disney's. Ugh. It wasn't until Disney's Big Hero 6 2014 that another comic book film was nominated. I love Big Hero 6. Have you seen
it? It's such a good movie.
And Sony's Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse from 2018.
I did love that. Did you watch that?
I haven't seen that. I've been told that is good. And Homecoming one is
the second one that just came out is also really, really good.
Mike has been telling me those are really good. And then
I think you'll like them. They're like actually funny. I was like in theaters laughing and nobody else was laughing. And I was like, is this your like second view? These jokes are hard. Mark Hamill went to a screening at a local theater during the film's theatrical release with only a few people in attendance. He asked them to sit with him before the film started.
Oh my God, they must have been geeking out. That would be really exciting that you're like...
Or there's someone like me and they're like, who are you?
Why do you want to sit with
Why?
Me?
Why?
But like, if you are a super fan and you're going to see that and then it's him, I would just be nervous about reacting to the film next to a person who's starring in it. That would make me feel uncomfortable.
Right.
The idea of you screaming, who are you to Luke Skywalker?
Yeah. That's never happened to him. He literally would be like, this is a first. It might be refreshing. From start to finish, production took 8 months. That's fast for animated.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
And despite the title, the Phantasm is never referred to by name.
I don't like that. Why don't they ever say it? What are they calling her in it?
They're mostly mistaking it for Batman.
They just keep saying it's Batman.
Mm. Yeah.
All right. Well,
it's the Bat.
It's the Bat.
Man.
I think it's a really cool design. I think the Phantasm looks so awesome. I love the hook hand. And then I think it's a cool reveal. I don't know.
I thought it was very cool when it was her because I was like, whoa. Like, I really felt like... I just really didn't get it.
Whoa!
But I also think it's easier to have a twist in a cartoon than it is on a TV, or, you know, with physical actors.
I also was pretty surprised. I was like, wait, what?
Yeah. I'm like, well, yeah, she could look huge because she's drawn. It's not like a costume. Anyone could have been in there, but there's no one in there. It's a drawing. All right, let's take a quick break. When we get back, we'll be back with more Batman Mask of the Phantasm.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This segment, Holy Batman, We'll rate Kevin Conroy on the definitive newcomers Batman scale. We'll use our phones with this little QR code, and we're going to rank them across five unique characteristics. Preparedness. Wow. How prepared is this Batman? Does he get to use his little gadgets and tools? Detective ability. Does this Batman get to be a little detective? Is he good at mystery solving? Voice graveliness. How gravelly is Batman's voice? Sadness. How lonely / brooding / emo is this Batman? And finally, hotness. How hot and horny is this Batman?
I am just impressed by the production.
Isn't this cool? Right? Isn't it great?
We have an actual physical QR code we're scanning in the studio, and then we're using our phones to rate this.
This is wild.
This is cool.
Preparedness. Okay, all right. I shouldn't talk about it out loud. Let's see here.
Mitch is reading a text.
Oh, shit. I was taking much longer.
Are you done?
So that's on. That Ben Affleck clip.
Okay. He's just like, it is just a big one. okay, so
you're all out of your mind.
Preparedness, we all on average ranked him 75.5% prepared. I felt like he was prepared, but then it's like when she flipped him over in the jujitsu, I was like, you weren't ready for that one.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Look at these Weiger 100s.
Yeah, I went straight 100s. Said to skew it.
Oh, you can see who did it?
Oh, fun.
I noticed that. Yeah, I feel like you guys last time didn't have as wide a range, and so you couldn't see that these were all very different.
Oh, I see.
Got it. Okay, so detective ability, 72%. What does everyone think about that?
I mean...
You thought he was 100% detective ability.
I think that he
figures some shit out.
He figures some shit out.
I match up with someone here because I went right around what the number ended up being, but he should have probably known that his lover was the phantasm.
He doesn't
That's
do a ton of detecting.
First one because I was like, I don't think he really was figuring shit out.
Yeah. But I feel like they talked about him being a good detective in it, which made me think he was
the world's
greatest. How do you give him 100 on voice graveliness? He never changes his voice.
He's appropriately gravelly.
we averaged 52.
He just sounds good. Like this the entire movie. That's
yeah
it.
I didn't find him gravelly at all. I'm that first one again.
Yeah, you guys ranked him pretty low. I put him at 70-ish because I was like, yeah, sort of gravelly. Sadness,
we all agree
he's basically 100% sad.
Very sad.
This is the saddest Batman we've ever
seen. So sad, just hanging out at graves, the fucking
end,
cool.
He's always by a grave, and at the end he's like, I'm alone. Like, it was like actually sad at the end. Hotness and horniness, 79.8%. Who ranked him low?
Me.
Okay, so you're not attracted. I thought he was a bulky, hot Batman.
I like that he was big, but boy. He was too sad. I'm like, I don't want to fuck a sad man.
Yeah, yeah. That does take away a little bit.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that was fun.
It's like the idea of a date is going to visit his dead parents.
I know. No. He's
wrong with that?
Not into it.
No.
Natalie, my wife, is, by the way, I should mention, is a huge fan of newcomers. She's listened to every episode
of
your podcast.
She's the best.
Her one comment on this movie was like, I like how horny everyone is. It's a very horny movie.
The film itself was horny.
Yes, as
were
a whole.
We horny for him?
Right,
maybe that's
yes.
the distinction we have to make when we're fair. Talking
that's fair.
About that. So we rank it clearly.
There was a lady in the beginning who throws a wine in his face, but she's not the phantasm.
That's what I said earlier. That is the phantasm.
Oh, I got confused.
Wait, is the phantasm?
No, I don't think it's her. I think that's a random woman. I think
really?
It's like, yeah, I think that's
Why
a random
Why did she have
suitor.
Red hair?
Yeah,
it's
like
the character
exact...
design is too similar. Yes, I agree.
That's confusing.
I don't think that's her. It is a little confusing.
All right.
That is a
That's
horny
wild.
Scene. All these women are on his arms, and he's not saying a single word.
No.
And they're all, like, very into him, just standing there.
You don't got to say a word when your wallet's that fat.
God damn it.
It's not true.
He's playing the role of Bruce Wayne when the real him is Batman. So, like, he's just like, oh, you know? Doesn't
he's
really
like,
know
Bruce
how
Wayne
to
would stand
himself.
Around here, but what would he say?
Exactly.
I need a fat wallet. Get on it, fat head.
Your fat head on your wall is supposed to be a fat wallet.
Fat wallet.
All right. Time for the segment Five Kapows. These are our reviews of our podcast. Now, of course, we have to brag that people gave us 5 stars.
Yes, we love it.
This one comes from Men Cow. It's 5 stars. Duh. The clearest 5-star podcast. That's all they wrote, and that's all you have to write, people. It's
that
simple.
That's it. Very simple.
Okay.
And in addition to Apple reviews, we'll also be reading reviews from Letterboxd. And then we're going to give the film a one-sentence review and a star rating. And if you don't know, Letterboxd is a social platform where people can write reviews of films. And you can follow newcomers on Letterboxd at newcomers.
Are either of you on Letterboxd?
I'm not, but Mitch is.
I'm on there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah? Mm.
Do you go on and review everything you watch?
No, I was doing that when I was watching 100 movies a year, which I do tend to hit. Weiger's hit 100
that your
movies
goal?
Yesterday.
Like you have like you're like I want to watch 100 movies.
Yeah, 100 new movies.
Wow, oh fun. Yeah. That's a fun goal.
Yeah. And he did it. He hit it yesterday. That's 100 right. new
oh,
movies
congrats.
In the year.
Wow.
Well, I count all movies.
And you have
if
time.
I rewatch
something. What was like, your favorite new movie
of this year? Oh boy, I have to go back. What did I watch for the first time this year that I loved?
I'll tell you mine. Collateral.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
That's great. Great one.
Loved it. Tom Cruise is great in it.
In theaters, I would say the first Slam Dunk, the anime I saw this year, is fucking awesome. That's probably my favorite. Among movies that I hadn't seen from the past, Park Chan-wook's Joint Security Area, I'd never seen. That movie's fucking awesome.
I've never heard of that.
Me either.
It's really good.
Cool.
I'm around 60, I think, for the
that's
year.
That's amazing.
That's great.
We have time.
Okay. Did you write a Letterboxd review about Barbie?
I did not, no.
Wow.
That is all. what am I going to write? Fantastic over and over again?
I remember I did actually do have a Letterboxd account, but I made it just so someone wouldn't take my name.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And appropriate for this podcast, I reviewed one movie, and that was Joker, which I gave 5 stars.
Nice.
And then I logged out the account for
Oh. All wait, right. Are we watching Joker?
Are We've you watching Joker?
Yeah.
We'll watch
okay.
Joker.
Yeah.
5 stars for Joker. Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
And doesn't What's Her Name have her own movie?
Margot Robbie?
Yes.
Yeah. There's a Harley Quinn. Yeah, there's a Harley Quinn movie.
Do you follow friends on Letterboxd and go like, he gave that that many stars?
Oh, you don't even know the half of it. That's the fun of Letterboxd.
I don't even know the half of it.
You know when you like read bad like people's bad tweets? Letterboxd is the same thing but with movie reviews. So you'll see a movie and be like, that stunk. And you go on and you're like, this movie was fantastic. Some friend of yours.
Oh my God.
Your friend
that's
Peter
so
Griffin.
Funny. That's really funny.
This Letterboxd review is by Adam Bolt. Batman is the world's greatest detective because he can draw a smiley face on photos with a Sharpie.
Yeah, he was like, he's the Joker.
That is funny.
Pretty funny. It's Kyle said, Adam gave 4 stars. It's Kyle gave 4.5 stars. Alfred is the biggest voyeur out there.
Yeah,
or there is.
That is true. Alfred's horny. Okay, so what's a one-sentence review you would give this film? We'll all do that.
Mm-hmm. Mitch?
Not horrible, but horny.
Okay.
Hornable.
How many stars? That's fine.
Thank you.
I give it either 2.5 or 3 stars. 3 stars, I'll give it.
Okay.
Be nice. Which for me is like, it's fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think that it is a little bit boring for, and I love the animated series. And when I saw this, I was like, Joker has like planes and like he comes in way later. Like this movie needed Joker to even inject some fun into the movie.
Yeah.
I liked the horniness of it. There's a lot of weird parts of it, which we've gone over, and it just, I don't know. If I'd seen it in 93, maybe it would be a 5-star movie.
Yeah. Fair.
But I'm not nostalgic for it. So
fair. I'm going to give it 1 star. Horny, but I did not have fun with the horniness.
Mm. Yeah, I'm going to give it... This is where I always get confused because I'm trying to like rate it. I'm going to give it 1 star. Really slow, good romance. Liked the twist. Still 1 star.
Your review of it is like a review of UCB Theater. For a lot of people.
What was it?
Horniness, but I did not enjoy the horniness.
When like a person comes in off the street,
yeah,
they're like, why did that guy jerk off during
that? That?
I thought it was supposed to be comedy.
It's really funny.
All right, Nick, what do you say?
Loved it as a boy and today. It's the Bat. 5 stars.
Nice. That's a good review.
I like that review.
Couple sentences, though.
It's commas.
There's
commas.
So please, everyone out there, write a review of Apple Podcasts. It can be very simple. And we will pick one to read on the next episode. And of course, rate us on Spotify, which takes 0.2 seconds.
Yeah. Mitch Weiger, do you guys have anything you want to plug?
Doughboys, I guess.
I guess so.
Why are you being coy about it? Yeah, it's your podcast.
Sucks.
I love Doughboys.
It's so good.
God bless you. You guys
it's
are
always
nice.
Funny.
I always have such a good time when I do
it's,
it.
Oh, same. It's always so fun. It was
Bob, because you're so funny, and I think it's the only thing Nick and I question about you is that you like the podcast.
Yeah. Well, I'm broken in the brain. We're going to be back next week with the 1995 movie Batman Forever. Wow. What do you know about this?
Nothing.
I don't know anything.
I thought it was George Clooney, but apparently it's Val Kilmer, and I had no idea Val Kilmer was a Batman. So I'm like pretty excited.
I didn't realize it was Val Kilmer either. I had no idea who it was, but I'm excited.
Why'd you laugh?
I feel like
I'm gonna listen to this episode. It's gonna be very funny to hear you guys react to this movie. It's insane in a lot of ways.
I'm more the Batman and Robin. I'm more interested in hearing.
We get Jim Carrey in this one.
Yeah.
And who else do we get?
Uma Thurman.
Tommy Lee Jones.
Is Uma Thurman in it?
Is Uma in this one or she's in the next one?
She's in
the next
one, right?
Batman and Robin.
And that Tommy Lee Jones. Because I feel like Batman Forever was the one all these people were in.
I don't know.
I just don't know.
This is Tommy Lee Jones has that quote about Jim Carrey that came from them working together on this, right?
What was it?
It was something about his like buffoonery. It's a great quote.
I cannot tolerate your buffoonery.
I think that's what it is.
Really funny to me.
Well, I'm sure we'll get into that.
And then who's Iceman?
That's Arnold, but that's
Mr. Freeze. He'll be in Batman and Robin.
And he says, "Ice to meet you."
Pretty funny.
Well, very different from Mr. Freeze in Batman the Animated Series. He's a great Mr. Freeze.
All right. Well, I look forward to that.
Will we learn Mr. Freeze's origin story? Why is he so chilly?
I mean, do we learn everyone's origin story?
Yes, you're going to learn everyone's origin stories multiple times. Oh, actually, it depends.
Sometimes you do, sometimes you don't. But yeah.
Okay.
We get a little context for Mr. Freeze. A tragic figure.
He's tragic.
All right, can't wait. Well, I'll be watching that soon, and we'll see you here, Nicole. Bye, everyone.
Bye. Newcomers is a production of HeadGum Studios. Our producer is Ali Khan. Our executive producer is Anya Kanivskaya. The show is edited, mixed, and mastered by Ferris Monchi, who also composed our theme song. Follow us on Letterboxd at Newcomers and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. We might just read it on the next show. Bye.
That was a HeadGum Original.